You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and one of the themes that we're talking about this month on Mormon Channel is patience. Patience can be tested through a number of different life experiences, but it is up to us whether it is strengthened or weakened during those times. One of the most heart-wrenching and patience-testing things that an LDS missionary can face is being unable to finish their mission due to health problems or other reasons outside of their control. Oftentimes, these early returned missionaries feel judged or less than among their friends, wards, and even families. If you find yourself in a circle of influence over a missionary who has come home early, it is really important to remember this quote attributed to Plato: "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." Every child of God is on their own spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental journey. And while some may seem okay on the surface, they could be struggling or suffering internally. God's plan for these early returned missionaries may look different from His plan for you, but their experiences will help them become who He needs them to be, just as our lives will help us grow and develop into the people we need to be. In a recent Deseret News article, Sadie Williams, an early returned missionary herself, outlined six fears that she felt and experienced when she came home early from her mission due to health complications. While these fears may not be universal for all early returned missionaries, being aware of how they could be feeling can help us support and love them as friends and family members. So the first thing she wrote about is, "I won't get to experience the same blessings as other full-time missionaries." Certainly not true. Remember that the Lord knows your heart and your desires better than anyone else, and that He knows that you would finish your mission if you could. The second, "I can't do hard things." Not true again. Yes, it is hard to be on a mission, but sometimes it is even harder to admit that you need help in a different environment and in turn go home. The third one, "I could have done more." It's a torturous lie from the adversary to think this way. Trust that God's plan will work out just the way it should for you. Accept that what has happened to you is God's will, and that will be the first step in your healing and your recovery process. The fourth one, "I have let God down." Coming home early from your mission is not a sin. However, you can feel what you think is guilt as a result. Those feelings are actually shame, different from guilt, and it is important to know the difference between actually doing something wrong and just feeling unsure and slightly embarrassed with your circumstances. The fifth one, "I can't go on with my life now." This can be a thought pattern used as an excuse to mope around and not be proactive about changes and decisions. It's paralyzing, so don't let this happen to you. You have every right to be happy and be productive, but you first must let yourself be that way. And the sixth one, "People will judge me from now on." Sometimes it's easy to be paranoid and think that everyone is judging you when really, we are the only people judging ourselves. If people choose to judge you, it's not your problem, it's their problem. Remember that Satan is the father of all lies and will do whatever he can to steal away your happiness. Just as you would like others to give you the benefit of the doubt, treat those around you as friends desiring the best for you. That's really hard to keep in mind, but this will help you to regain any lost confidence in the image you are projecting to those you come in contact with. Give yourself a little credit and cut yourself a little slack. Well, the quote of the day in regards to patience comes from Elder Neil A. Maxwell, and he said, "Faith in God includes faith in His timing." For more information on what serving a mission is like, check out the Mormon Channel video series, District, available on our YouTube channel. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.